broadcasting over the electric rainbow, directly into your ear holes. Here's Lee and Math with a snug.
Hello, yes, it's September the 18th. It's show 771. I'm Math, and over there in Prestatyn is the always awesome Lee.
Ta-da! There I am. Did I frighten you for a second?
I was just checking to see whether I turned you up or not.
Have you started the recording?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Super. Yes, good evening. How are we all? Good,
super.
Good. That's good.
Yeah.
Yep, super, super. Right. Just had I'm quite lethargic at the moment because I've just had Donna meat and chips for my tea. So a stinking right. Garlic and chilli, and I've just got the fattest belly ever.
Okay, but is that combating the adrenaline you maybe have experienced recently?
Yes.
It is. Good.
Absolutely. And I've got a large glass of scotch as well. So
calm you down.
That kind of helps.
Yes.
Yeah.
So where were you a couple of hours ago?
Where was I a couple of hours ago?
Did you go for a drive? I'm assuming you did.
Well, I haven't been out with her today.
You don't have shredded nerves then.
Hold on, no, have I? Oh no, I did. Yeah, I did.
All right.
But she's actually very good.
Oh, right. For everybody who doesn't know, child number two passed the driving test.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And my kind of nerves are shot when she leaves the house now.
Right, yes.
Because I used to moan that, oh, God, all she does is stay in a bedroom. But now she can drive and she's got her own car. It's like, oh, she was safer when she was in a bedroom.
Yes.
And the world was safer when she was in a bedroom. So, yeah, she okay. has this little bit of freedom now. She's got shot off to Abergele today.
Right.
She's taking Naomi out in a little while. But
she's driving herself to work.
Yeah, she will.
Yeah.
But it's still very nervy, just because I've been out with her driving lots prior to her passing the test.
Yeah.
And it's going to come with confidence and practice. I mean, a government examiner has deemed her fit for the road. Okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
But I still think she gets quite nervous. And I am a bit scared about her at junctions because she doesn't seem to remember to brake foot or handbrake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and she's adamant. She's how we're taught nowadays. I'm like, what? Yeah, we don't use the handbrake. What? Well, yeah, and you don't stop at junctions. You just pull up. If it looks like there's nothing coming, you pull out. What?
Okay.
Josh does exactly the same.
We need to get in touch with the driving instructor to see if that's right?
Yeah.
Because that sounds like, although they don't do maths the same way we used to.
No.
But you would think driving's driving, innit?
Yeah. Give way. It says give way on the road and a big sign for a reason.
Yeah, stop. But give way isn't stop.
Look, you know. But, I mean, don't approach the junction at, like, 50 mile an hour. And then have to brake suddenly because a car's coming out of your blind spot.
No, you trundle up to it.
Yeah, you do. So, and if there's traffic coming, yeah, you stop. I mean, I still do put on my handbrake. I put my foot on the brake and handbrake, and then when it's clear, pull away. No, right. not kids today. No.
I tend to only rarely use my handbrake. If I'm on a hill, I've stopped on a hill, I use my handbrake when I'm pulling away, but other than that, no, I just ride the clutch and the brake and foot brake.
I can see it being a prerequisite in a few years' time that you don't actually stop at junctions, you drift. You drift.
You drift from it.
Yeah. Don't stop, just drift. Go.
Yeah. Double D clutch, handbrake on, spin round the corner.
So, yeah, that's my revelation today is my finally getting her wings, and we get a bit of freedom.
Yeah.
Because Lynette has been taking her to work in the morning for like 6 o'clock. Oh, God, it's my phone.
Oh, no. Oh, did they not know you do a show?
No.
It's only been 15 years. Are you ignoring it or taking it?
I'm going to ignore it. It's Amy. Oh, shit. No, I've got to take it because she's on an appointment. Can we play a quick song?
Yes, we can.
Yes, I'll be right back.
All right, then. Right. So we're going to play a song by somebody called Heber Elchick. It's from a musical, and I heard it, and I was kind of taken with it. So you're going to hear it now. Here is Heber Elchick.